No rest for the St. Louis Blues. They're back in action tonight at Enterprise Center. This is our St. Louis Blues Report, presented by the National Children's Cancer Society, Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill, Hair Saloon for Men, Design Air Heating and Cooling, Ryan Kelly, the Home Loan Expert, and by Schnucks. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And in just a moment, we visit with Chris Raby. He'll have the call on the Blues intermissions on KMOX Radio and the Blues Radio Network, and also the Blues pregame and postgame show on KMOX and the Blues Radio Network. A reminder, we have the 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals just around the corner, folks, coming up on Saturday, January 26th at St. Louis Union Station, presented by the National Children's Cancer Society. Our featured guests will be Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. Also, there will be a special VIP reception featuring the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. To be a sponsor or to get your tickets, head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. This event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. Again, the event coming up on January 26th. This will sell out. Head to thenccs.org. What a night for the Blues in Philly last night. Braden Schenn, Vladimir Tarasenko, they scored, and Jordan Binghamton stopped 25 shots. First NHL start, the Blues beat the Flyers 3-0. Really a listless game between two of the, hate to say it, worst teams in the league. The Blues now with 38 points that move them past LA. They're now out of last place in the Western Conference. Only Ottawa has fewer points than the Flyers, 36 in the East. That was the Flyers' seventh straight loss. Both teams fired, of course, their coaches earlier this season. The story really, though, the 25-year-old goalie of the St. Louis Blues, Binghamton, who had played just two games in mop-up duty this season behind Jake Allen. He was sent to the minors in December. That was to keep fresh. He earned three wins, a shutout to earn AHL Player of the Week honors. He was called up, got the call to start against the hapless Flyers, and the Blues pick up a win last night. He was drafted 2,754 days ago. Last night, his first start in the NHL. He stopped 25 shots, shut out the Flyers, and you really can't script it any better than that. He's the 35th different goaltender to record a shutout in his first NHL start, and the Blues pick up the 3-0 win over the Flyers. Alexander Steen left with an undisclosed injury. Tyler Bozak missed the game with the flu. The Blues hosting Dallas tonight at Enterprise Center. As we mentioned with Chris Raby yesterday on our Blues Report, this is a very, very tough stretch of hockey for the St. Louis Blues. And we'll talk about it when we come back on our Blues Report with Chris Raby. And that's next on Scoops with DannyMac.com. The big games are happening at your house and you're entertaining, but are you ready for the big game? Do you have the right food, drinks, and snacks? All you have to do is head to Schnucks for your game day essentials. They have everything to make your party great all in one stop. Take a look at the Schnucks Party Guide called Simply Entertaining. Download a copy at schnucks.com/entertainingguide. It has party trays, prepared foods, decorated desserts, and so much more. So when you're entertaining for the big game, all you have to do is think Schnucks.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. At the Home Loan Expert Office, we truly bleed blue. We skate around the competition and we get our clients lower rates on better loans. If the credit cards have you in the penalty box, let us get you out with a cash out refinance. The 5-minute loan approval available at thehomeloanexpert.com. All together now.
Let's go Blues!
Enjoy the podcast.
Quick turnaround for the St. Louis Blues. Chris Raby joins us on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. And Chris, quick turnaround for the Blues. Dallas Stars in town tonight. The Blues back home tonight after a win last night. Solid win for the Blues in Philly last night.
Yeah, it really was, Dan. And they are able to turn the page after the disappointing loss to the New York Islanders on Saturday by blanking the Flyers 3-0. Jordan Binghamton was fantastic. His first career NHL start, becomes the second Blue ever to post a shutout in his first start. And, you know, we talked before the game yesterday morning about Jake Allen, how good he had been for the Blues. But, you know, the fact of the matter is he had started 14 straight games. Binnington comes in. He gives the Blues a heck of an effort, including some pretty fantastic kick saves. I think two or three of them. One of them was massive in the first period. The Blues get on the board in the second. And then, exactly what we talked about yesterday morning, they're able to play in straight lines, play aggressively, play downhill, I thought, in the third period, get the second goal from Tarasenko, and then close things out after Philly pulled the goaltender. So, you know, Blues now two games under 500 in the win-loss column and still kind of hanging around as far as the wild card is concerned. So a big opportunity tonight on home ice for a team that over the last couple of years had been really, really, really good on the second nights of back-to-backs.
And the bottom line is, too, we talked about the fact the Blues have been, for whatever reason, better this year. It seems like they play a better team game away from home. And if they're going to make a run, they've got to be better tonight at Enterprise Center. So we'll see if that changes tonight with Dallas in town.
Yeah, certainly. And, you know, you would think that especially if the Blues are a little shorthanded again tonight because they went with the 11 forwards last night, 7 defensemen, then lost Alexander Steen. Craig Berube saying after the game last night that he didn't think it would be a long time for Steen, and they called up Sammy Blais. But, you know, if you are a little bit shorthanded, then, you know, I would imagine that there's got to be some sort of an advantage at home where you had the last change, maybe against a Dallas team with a couple of potent offensive players. You can get the matchups that you want. But, you know, Dan, I think that when this team has guys out of the lineup, when this team is forced to be maybe a little creative with their lineup, they just play a simpler brand of hockey. And that is when they've been at their best this year. You hope that in a divisional game tonight against Dallas, they're able to do more of that.
When you look at the Blues, to me, if they were ever going to make a run, and we really haven't gotten into this all that much. You know, we've talked about Petrangelo. We've talked about the ups and downs of Allen and inconsistency and the inconsistencies of the team. But we haven't talked a lot about this. Last night, Vladimir Tarasenko gets a goal. And if he's going to get it going, sometimes great goal scorers, they get it in bunches. Cliche, but very true. If he gets it going, Chris, maybe the team gets it going. And I know we're trying to hang our hat on a lot of different things, but man, oh man, if he could get it going, maybe the team gets it going. But let's dive into him a little bit so far this season. Number one, just how would you summarize the year for Vladimir Tarasenko?
Well, I think from a scoring perspective, disappointing. I think that Vladdy would probably be the first guy to tell you that. It was great to see him get on the board last night. And like you said, I agree 100%. If he gets hot, he's the kind of guy that can absolutely carry a team. Think about Matt Carpenter. I know it's apples and oranges, but I think there are some similarities over the last couple of years between the Blues and the Cardinals. Matt Carpenter had a miserable first couple of months of the season. He's the guy in the Cardinals that over the last few years has finished in the top 10 in MVP voting. He starts horribly. He gets going. The team gets going. Vladimir Tarasenko has not had a horrible start. And I know it's different, especially from a statistical standpoint from hockey to baseball. But, you know, certainly Vladdy, I don't think, has put up the numbers that anyone expected. Right now, just his 11th goal of the year tonight. He has 12 assists, 23 points. And if he gets going, he's a guy who can absolutely carry a team. I think that we'll continue again with some of the injuries and with some of the guys out to see some of the lines shuffled. It was Ryan O'Reilly who set up Vladdy's goal. I thought the Vladdy-Schwartz-Shen line when they were together last night was very, very good as well. So, you know, if Vladdy can get it going, he's the kind of player and the kind of scorer, Dan, that I think can absolutely light a spark under a team. And, you know, maybe that's what this team needs to finally start to string some wins together. Braden Schenn as well. He had a long goalless drought and now has scored in back-to-back games. So if those guys, if your best players start scoring, start getting on the board, then, you know, maybe that's exactly what this team needs to try and put a few together and get back into it.
Reminder that Hair Salon's home base right here in St. Louis, founded in 1997, now with 16 locations here in the Gateway City. I go there, take both my boys there, Hair Saloon gives you the perfect haircut. They keep client notes on each customer, so on each visit, you can be assured they know what you want. They'll do that in the privacy of your own cutting station. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel at a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. And for the extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave at Hair Saloon for Men. Ticket Tuesdays all season long at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. So if you're not headed to Enterprise Center, customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hotshot's location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. Throw on your Blues gear, show up, register to win a pair of tickets, cheer on the Blues while you'll enjoy awesome specials on food and drinks, including Bud Family and Jack Daniels, Blues Sampler appetizers, and so much more. Hotshot's proud partner of the St. Louis Blues, home of Blues fans for more than 28 years. Every Tuesday, Blues and Ticket Tuesdays at Hotshot's Sports Bar and Grill. Let's go back to that line last night. That was really, and you touched upon it, but that was a productive line. Even when, if they don't score, they're producing scoring chances with that Tarasenko line. So maybe, just maybe, you're getting more than just O'Reilly and Tarasenko. You're getting guys that are producing chances. And when you have that, that's creating pressure. That's something the Blues have to find. They've got to find more pressure somehow, some way. Find offense, find pressure, find scoring.
Yeah, and I think that if you look at what they've done from a shot standpoint, Dan, over the last four games, you've seen more of that pressure. Because you go back to that loss against Pittsburgh a couple of Saturdays ago, and not only did they not score, they got blown out of that game, but the shots that they were putting on or the attempts that they were putting on weren't even getting to the net. It has been completely different over the last few games. Last night, they put up 36 shots against Philadelphia. Against the Islanders, albeit a disappointing end of that game, they put up 32 shots. Against Washington, when they were able to kind of have their way with the Capitals in the third period and score twice, 42 shots. And the Rangers, Henrik Lundqvist was just fantastic, saving 39 of 40 shots. So they're putting more shots on, but I think more importantly, like you said, they're putting pressure on and they're putting high-quality shots. You're getting scoring chances rather than just shots. And, you know, to talk about Vladdy and talk about Jaden Schwartz as well, if I had told someone, and, you know, I don't want to sound like too glass half full here, but if I had told someone at the beginning of the year that, you know, we would be at the 40-game mark, because the Blues, after last night, have now played 40 games, and Jaden Schwartz would have 16 points and Vladimir Tarasenko would have 23 points. So those two, through 40 games, so 80 combined, would combine for less than 40 points, and you're still right in the midst of mathematically a wild card berth. I think people would have really had a hard time believing that. And, you know, for as dry as they've gone at times offensively, for the struggles that they've had at times defensively, and for the fact that you're 0 for 4 in your opportunities to make it three wins in a row, you've only lost three games in a row twice. So I think this team has, you know, done a good job of avoiding kind of the big slide, even if they haven't been able to find that winning streak. And I think my point of all of this is that if some of your best guys, including Vladdy and Jaden Schwartz, can start to get things going offensively, maybe that's the tipping point, and maybe that's the difference in finally stringing some wins together.
I'm proud to announce a new sponsor for ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, and that's Design Air Heating and Cooling. You know, a few weeks ago, I was having an issue with my furnace, and I made a connection with Seth Goldkamp, who runs Design Air Heating and Cooling. He sent a technician over to my house. Not only did the technician arrive at my house, but so did Seth. They did a tune-up on my furnace. They got it running properly, but they also found a glitch in the system that is now saving me money on my monthly statement. That's all because of Design Air Heating and Cooling. They did that for me and my family. They can do that for you. They're a fourth-generation family-run company. They've been in business for over 100 years because they take care of their customers. The number one train dealer in the Midwest. It's hard to stop a train. Find out more at designairservice.com. Thanks to Seth Goldkamp and Design Air Heating and Cooling. So, the Blues are coming off the 3-0 win last night. They're back home tonight. It's Enterprise Center. That'll be the scene It's back-to-back games. Many thanks to Chris Raby. Again, if you're new to ScoopsWithDannyMac.com, we have Blues reports Monday through Friday, every Blues game day. If you're just new to it this week, Tuesdays with Travis, my weekly conversation with Travis Ford of the St. Louis University Billikens. Grant Wall of Sports Illustrated is featured as well as we talk MLS and also an awful lot of baseball talk as well. Chris Carpenter is featured on Scoops with Danny Mac too. And that's always a fun conversation to visit with the Cardinals Hall of Famer. Thanks for checking out ScoopsWithDannyMac.com.